Amazing. Amazing. Now that JavaFX 2.0 has been finally released, and it's now fantastic news. We in the JavaFX, in the Java user interface technology community, have been waiting since the Sun Microsystems Java 1 2007 for this fantastic release. Eventually. And now today, thank goodness that the platform has been reinvigorated with a really world-class user interface, a runtime to die for. And as I said in my progressive JavaFX talk, the real crown in the jewel is the Java Virtual Machine. The fact that we have finally put a decent scene graph runtime that can render excellent graphics, can deliver low latency audio, show videos. I mean, in my own progressive Java talk, I had this simple exploding video view, and it was so easy to put that together compared to the way you used to do it in Swing and mucking about with Java 2D. It simply wouldn't be too slow. The point of it all is that we have a runtime, a Java, Oracle Java runtime, the FX runtime, that has tendrils deep down into the Windows DirectX hardware accelerated graphics API. Those native APIs have bindings to it, and a supportable scene graph that will appear on macOS and eventually on Linux. And as a Java champion, I raised the issue with Pepperdine, our performance tuning expert, about the possibility. And really, they should really do a Solaris port for certain institutions so that we can get really true cross-platform availability. I know the intention is for Oracle to at least push JavaFX to open source at some point. They announced it yesterday at the keynote along with general availability, and really that would be a fine thing too. So today, yesterday I had my progressive JavaFX talk, and we had some really excellent demos to show off, and I think my talk could be split into, in a long term or longer term, two talks. One is concentrating on technical side, and the other is on the user experience and more to do with what you should do, what you shouldn't do, when you should do this, when you should not use that. There's a lot of demos. Demos are really important for user interface talks. And right, so today the agenda is another keynote, which will be happening in a couple of hours' time with another JavaFX strategy. And then Stephen Chin has organized a Java desktop user interface lunch, and I'll be able to touch base again with Jim Weaver, Stephen Chin, my co-conspirator. And thank you, Stephen, for making me a guest presenter at DevOx University. We're gonna discuss ideas for that, and I want to touch base with Dean Everson and Jim Clark on their Groovy FX. Stephen Chin has a Scala FX project. Now that I've done my presentation, I can breathe a sigh of relief and look at some of the nice things at Java 1, including Scala FX, and really kickstart some of the ideas for Java, for the JFX Extras project. And really, there's a whole lot of really good JavaFX talks. Andreas Almery had a really good Griffin talk, and there was lots of groovy evangelist engine action, as one would expect, with Dan Sline, Andreas Almery. And Andreas has got a wonderful new haircut. He looks like Keanu Reeves. And so does Frederick Simon. I don't know what he looks like, but it's really interesting. Anyway, I am rambling on. It's Tuesday morning, and I'm excited. This is a great time to be in user interface land, user experience land at Java 1. Thank you for listening.